I mean, ordinarily, in past elections, when you mail ballots, state will go, they'll print out the ballots, they'll have them printed, and they'll go in batches, right? There's not, you don't wave a wand and a million, 10 million, 100 million ballots just show up, right? They take trucks, they take printers, so states would go down and they would take a batch, 10,000 ballots, and they deliver them, right? And ordinarily, after printing out a standard manifest like you do for any mailing, you put it on top, you take it, you drop it off, you're done, right? Now the rule has a number of steps. And at the end of all these other steps where you're printing things, comparing things against lists, getting permission to bring these ballots down, now at the very end, they're doing another spot check. And any failure of a ballot to read, there's barcodes that could be smudged, the equipment has certain error rates. If there is a failure for the sampling they test, the whole thing goes back. And what ProPublica indicated in reporting recently is that Maricopa County had raised concerns about this because they have tranches of a million ballots that go out in these mailings, right? So a million ballots could go to the post office. They check a few. One barcode's not readable. Maybe the machine's not working. Maybe it's smudged. The whole thing goes back. They have to do the whole thing again, print out manifests, wow, make sure the manifests are approved, and then bring it all back again. So it's really a systemically a catastrophic potentially allows for catastrophic failure.